So the following compliance documents that were also submitted, the first one, of course, was the 2018-19 PST annual performance plan, which was tabled in the Parliament, and also those of our entities that report to Parliament through the Department of Science and Technology. We also finalized the financial year internal audit coverage plan, and also the DST three-year evaluation plan. This is the requirement by the DPME. So we select a number of projects that are subjected to a review, and then this is then taken back to Cabinet for consideration and approval. So that we're able to do. And then we also finalized the financial year strategic risk plan, and also the business continuity implementation plan and the fraud prevention and detection plan. So what is it that we're doing to ensure that we have a coordinated and efficient NSI in the reporting period? I think we appreciate the support that we received from this committee, in particular with the processing of the National Research Foundation Amendment Bill. I won't go into details. This committee is familiar with what was in that bill and the assistance that the committee provided. Similarly, with the Indigenous Knowledge Bill, this committee took the lead in finalizing this bill. We are told it's currently in the NCOP. There are issues that the NCOP has raised and the minister is attending to. So as the DST, we do acknowledge that without providing these research grants, we won't be able to build this knowledge generation. And as a result, in the period under review, we have been able to provide a number of grants or through a number of instruments that are designed to strengthen our research capacity, whether it's at a university or through instruments such as your South African Research Chairs Initiative and the Centers of Excellence Program. And then in that program under review, in that period under review, we were able to provide 2,219 researchers through a program that's managed by the DST and the NRF. In the same period under review, there was also collaboration between the Square Kilometre Array Project Office in South Africa and the National Infrastructure Cyber Infrastructure System, which is led by the CSIR, on this memorandum of understanding. And this memorandum, of course, will assist us in terms of the strength of issues around the big data. Similarly, in the period under review, on Africa Day on the 25th of May, we launched the Meerlecht telescope in the Sutherland, in the Northern Cape. Of course, the launch of this instrument for us is quite key in the fact that it will advance our multi-wavelength astronomy. And then it also places South Africa on the map with regards to highlighting the importance and success of international collaborations in this field of astronomy. And there's the Netherlands, there's the UK, and of course ourselves in South Africa that are collaborating in this project. And of course the Meerkat will complement the Meerkat observations in the optical spectrum space. What then are we doing with regards to human capital development? In that period under review, we're able to support more than 2,235 PhD students, and then there's 6,010 pipeline postgraduate students, both for honors and masters, supported. And then with regards to building our own timber, we were able to support more than 806 interns through both the NRF and the DST National Youth Service program, which places some of these young people at 30 DST funded institutions. Of course, in the same period under review, we were able to provide more than 82 grants to organizations that assist us in profiling National Science Week and Science Festival. We were able to successfully host National Science Week in the Mpumalanga province as well. In pursuance of the strategic outcome-oriented goal of using knowledge and innovation for economic development, in this period under review, of course, we continued to provide and encourage industry innovation partnerships as part of the broader government support for industry competitiveness. In the same period under review, we were also able to ensure that the HISA sold as a liquid organic hydrogen carrier to a South African done based on the height and independent assessment which was conducted, which indicated that some of these products were ready for the market. Then in the same period, the standard review, working with a number of agencies with regards to IK, or indigenous knowledge, we were able to organize a number of workshops, which speaks mainly to how ready are we for commercialization. And in that period, we had a number of workshops with the Department of Trade and Industry, Small Business Development, Rural and Land Affairs, Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries. And then with regards to HAISA, again, we were able to ensure that this school that's based in the northwest, at a place called Haute-Rebourde, it's quite a rural setting. It was, we installed that 2.5 kilowatt HAISA fuel cell system to provide clean energy to that school. And that was launched by the Minister on the 5th of April. And then it covers the school and also ensures that that school has electricity off the grid. What then are we doing in support of service delivery or using knowledge utilization for inclusive development? In that period under review, a number of our activities were featured in the South African Local Government Association Innovation Publication, which is known as INO Innovation. And the three examples that are illustrated there speak to some of the work that was showcased, including how we leverage IT in agriculture. And to that extent, an award was then received for that platform. And then in advancing interdisciplinary research, we were also able to host a seminar on the 14th of June that spoke to water energy methods, the application of green technologies. And then we also ensured that the discussion aligned with us responding to sustainable development goals, in particular goal 6, which speaks to water and sanitation, and goal 7, which speaks to affordable and clean energy, and one contract can elaborate with regards to this. On the international front, in the period under review, we were able to secure an amount of more than 100 million over the next 3 years from the European Union. This remains the biggest donor supporting collection of countries to South Africa for the general budget support program. And this is in support of the green economy for development. Similarly, we were also able to be represented at this international meeting on triangular cooperation, which is hosted by the OECD. And this is where countries share experiences and look at how you can advance your South-South collaboration. We were also part of the panel that reviewed and discussed this newly developed OECD toolkit, which identifies and monitors and does monitoring evaluation of the triangular cooperation. And of course, we were also pleased that in partnership with Hitachi and the Water Research Commission and the South African Institution of Civil Engineering, there were 6 candidates that were selected to participate in that scholarship program in Japan. With regards to our overseas bilateral cooperation, we were able to participate in the SA Canada Binational Consultation Meeting in Ottawa. This meeting was led by DECO and Avanza that reviewed the progress on current programs and agreed on the new action plan, including the signing of that memorandum. This committee will be aware about the Chinese visit by President Xi Jinping. There was also a visit to the CSIR campus where we showcased some of our young researchers, including the South African Escape Project and a number of projects that we're sharing with China. I think tomorrow there's a joint research center that's being launched in MidTech in Hebei. The Chinese But also we supported, were able to provide support to this committee during your visit to Japan and South Korea. We hope the committee will share with us lessons that have been learned from there and how we can improve in terms of benchmarking and also identify opportunity for South Africa abroad. And then we also hosted the BRICS Young Scientists Forum, and then there were also meetings on scientific China that we had to recommit to bilateral cooperation and, of course, to note progress in certain areas. And then with regards to multilateral cooperation in Africa, we hosted the SADC Ministers of Education and Training and Science and Technology, and this was due to the fact that currently we're the, at that point we're the current chair of SADC, and then we also provided a lot of support toward the SADC Women in Science, Engineering and Technology Organization, which is something that was signed by all these countries. In the same period under review, South Africa was also elected as a consortium partner within the Africa-Europe coordination and the support action of renewable energy. And the last thing that we will continue to promote South African science and scientific capability with regards to increasing our international profile. Coming then to the performance information overview, just a reminder, the five programs in the CSP, the first one is administration, and then technology innovation, research development and support, socio-economic innovation partnerships, and of course international cooperation and resources. And as I said, we guided by those documents that are in blue, the white paper on science and technology, NRCS, and the 10-year innovation plan. So this then is the overall performance of the department for the first quarter in terms of the preliminary performance. Program 1 was able to attain all the targets that were due in this quarter, similarly with Program 2, Program 3, Program 4, and then non-target would respond to why we did not achieve the 30% in Program 5. So that's just the graphic illustration of how we have performed. So then start with Program 1. In Program 1, the quarter 1 target was to ensure that the 4 media articles to raise the profile of the committee, which is something that the committee has said we must do more. In that period under review, there were quite a whole lot of articles that were written to raise the DSP profile, 60. And then we required, in terms of the cabinet decision that was taken in 2010 to host public participation programs, the quarter target was to have 2, where we were able to attain that target. With regards to Program 2, the program had set a target of ensuring that the 100% regulatory recommendations that are made to the CMO Executive Council in order to support decision-making. In that period under review, they received 5 requests, and all of those 5 recommendations were made to the Executive Council, therefore attaining that target. And then Program 2, also committed to ensuring that the 100 new disclosures that are reported by publicly funded institutions, the program was able to overachieve that target by 150 of these new disclosures were seen from publicly funded research institutions. That's just a feature of the meeting of the minister at the next Einstein Forum. With regards to Program 3, committed that in quarter 1, there was 10 international partner organizations, collaborations with South African partners with regards to the formalized framework of collaboration, research and innovation, and in that period, we overachieved by 54. And Francois will respond why we overachieved 54. And then we also committed to ensuring that the 3 dedicated international technical exchanges to build on CFOs, South Africa's capabilities, key SDI domains, and in this regard, we also overachieved by 5 to ensure that we received 8. And then continuing with Program 3 for quarter 1, we had committed that we have 4 EU or SADC SDI initiatives, including programs, projects, or government frameworks, which are involved at an EU level with the SADC ministerial level. In that quarter, again, we overachieved by 3. Again, Francois. With regards to Program 4, which is crucial for our research, development, and support, and takes the bulk of the budget of the DSP, for quarter 1, we had committed that we will support not less than 1,500 PhD students. That will be awarded annual bursaries. That's all in that period under review, and we were able to more than 1,135 PhD students. Similarly, we committed that we will not support less than 5,205 postgraduate students, in particular for BTEC, honors and masters, and in that period under review, we supported more than 6,010 pipeline students. Continuing with research development and support, for quarter one, we committed that we will support 350 graduates and students who place them in the work preparation program. We were able to support 636 graduates and students placed in DSC funded work preparation program. And just to say to the committee, a lot of these graduates are easily absorbed. Similarly, we committed that we will not support less than 2,000 researchers with regards to the annual research grant managed by the NRF. We are able to exceed that target by 219. And then the last one was grant funding awarded to organizations implementing these initiatives on National Science Week. More than 82 organizers of National Science Week. The last program is then Program 5. For quarter one, Program 5 committed to ensuring that there's one knowledge project on innovation for inclusive development, and they were able to achieve this target by ensuring that one policy brief was published on the DSC website. The program also committed to developing an annual web plan, which is approved for this two decision support systems, and the web plans were approved and for three decision support systems achieving that target. And then we also committed to ensuring that there's one learning intervention that's generated. The program was able to achieve that. And then the next one is supporting the unique honors, masters, and doctoral students. We exceeded that target by two. And then with regards to interns that are fully or co-funded with regards to R&D related to design, manufacturing, and product, we also exceeded the target by four. And then on annual award plans or contract approved for six support instruments, we were able to approve eight support instruments in the people that are leading. And then similarly on eight innovation support, we were able to achieve the target by ensuring that we have plans for three interventions that are mainly supporting rural innovation systems, which were finalized in the field and So for targets that were not achieved, we said this has been mainly due to the following factors. It can be attributed to factors that are mainly outside of control of the DSC. The second one is implementing agencies are not performing optimally due to deficiencies in the implementation phase. And then the last one, I think we've sort of dealt with this issue of target formulation through the various reviews that we've had. So the ones that we're not achieved are the following. Where we committed to providing 173 masters doctoral students, those that are supposed to be fully funded. The reason why this target was not achieved, this is more an internal issue. They have provided the information as Program 5, but the quality assurance team has said well, they are still verifying the 33 students that still need to be validated. And the committee is aware that we need to submit this report by the end of the month. So by then, we will have verified this information. This speaks to the fact that we now are quite rigorous with looking at performance information. And then for the target on exit one knowledge product, again, the colleagues have indicated that they are in the process of improving, declaring, and listing these registered IP products. With regards to ensuring that 45 applications that were received for decision that is to delay with regards to the application. So, Chairperson, I'll then ask the analyst to speak to the section on the financial performance of the DSC and period the standing for the CFO. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, on the finances, the first slide is on the budget speed program. So for program one, the budget is 383.8 million, which is 4.9% of our total budget. Then program two, 1.1 billion, which is 14.5% of the budget. For program three, the budget is 136 million, which is 1.8% of the budget. Then program four, like the DBGS indicated, taking up 56% of the budget, which is 4.3 billion. And the last program is program five, with a budget of 1.8 billion or 22.8%. Then on the next slide, just the breakdown of the budget economic classification. Our compensation of employees budget is 352.8 million, which is 4.5 of our budget. Then goods and services, 350 million, which is 3.2%. And the bulk of our budget is under our transfers, which is 7.1 billion. 92% of our budget. And the last item, capital assets, which is 0.16% or 12 million. Then for the first quarter of the financial year, plan to spend 1.7 billion of the budget, which is 22% of our total budget. And we exceeded that projection by 342 million. So our actual expenditure was 2.1 billion. So the main reason for this was one of our projects for last financial year, Sachi. They had a saving of 134 million, which we effected the environment and moved to other areas. So that project has a shortfall in this financial year. That's why we had to pay them earlier than anticipated. The initial projection was to pay the project in July, but due to those challenges relating to the savings from the previous financial year, then we had to process the payment earlier than anticipated. Then on the next slide is just the breakdown of the variances per program, which include our parliamentary grants. So for program one, the variance is 26.1 million, program two, 88 million, program three, 4.6 million. Program four, the variance is negative. That's mainly I just explained now on the researches. Then program five, they deviated from their planned expenditure by 76.5 million. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. So the in conclusion, Chairperson, for us to ensure at the DSC that we achieve the goals that have been set, so we contribute to the goals that the country set for itself in the NDP. As the DSC and our entities will continue to ensure that we maintain the highest standards of corporate governance, and as we will indicate during the presentation of our annual reports of all of our entities, you will note that in particular most of them achieved the audit, including the department, just due to the fact that we are pushing the highest standards of corporate governance. But secondly, we'll also continue to ensure that the DSC continues to ensure that we pursue the CI initiatives that enhance information support intervention that are implemented in provinces or priority district municipalities, and also to ensure that we've got targeted innovations for inclusive development. Of course, on the international front, we'll continue to strengthen our cooperation, not only on the African continent in the strength of the science, technology, and innovation strategy of the AU in green knowledge visa, but we'll also continue to build capacities and support initiatives of the SADC, the AU, and Africa's growth and development agenda, including support for the sustainable development goals of the future.
Thank you, Mr. Mukwege. I think we let's have those who are supposed to use supplemental information to contact clients.
It will be not about the unachieved target, and then Francois can speak to where we have overachieved by 6 months.
Thank you, Chair. I'll start off with the target on the master's and doctoral students. The information that has been presented on slide 52 indicates that our quarterly target was 200. So we have submitted information to our program colleagues who are working with us in terms of making sure that the data, that the evidence in terms of reporting that we provide aligns with our own protocol as the BSC in terms of the quality of data. So the issue in this regard is in contact with 33 students that are still being validated. We work with some of our entities, our science councils, to sponsor the master's and doctoral students. So the concern here was in terms of what we have specified as validation data. There were inconsistencies, but as Mr. Makore said, that it's an internal issue working with the colleagues just to make sure that we can validate that the 33 that adds with the 173 to actually exceed the target is indeed a valid data. So that process is in place. In terms of the one knowledge product that we are not able to report on, the issue there is a process delay. It's an activity that is beyond the control of the DSC, although we have listed it as a process delay, but we are working with our implementers to make sure that we align to the protocol of the DSC. So it's taken even between us as a DSC and the ones that we contract to do the work to actually work closer together. As Mr. Makhoda had said, that the department has taken more stringent measures to make sure that the evidence that is provided as part of our reporting is valid and aligned with the technical indicators, so that reduces problems at the end of the year as well when it comes to project processes. So it's a data protocol issue there, and but we want to assure the committee that even though the quarterly target was not met, there is a commitment that we'll catch up during the course of the financial year. On slide 53 or page 53, the issue in terms of the pre-approval, the reason that we've given is that there was a backlog that we've given priority to, so we're addressing the backlog. But I would also like to highlight that, I mean, there are other challenges that we are facing in the particular aspect in terms of staff shortages. So we had a resignation last year, that post has been prioritized, so we're in the process of filling the post, but even the one who was acting in that post left the department as well, during a pastor. So, the department will remain committed to make sure that the target that we set ourselves, that we have structured to make sure that we are able to catch up, because, I mean, this process is of interest in terms of advancing R&D in South Africa. So, let me end there.
Thank you, Chair. During the planning phase, we anticipated that some of the initiatives that were planned under the SADC chairmanship would be later in the year, more or less November. But then due to the intricacies of international diaries, the whole process shift to earlier in the year, and therefore a lot of the activity was earlier in the year. There were also more activities than we initially anticipated, and that resulted in our international partners also reporting earlier on some of the things and not in line with the standard reporting time frames, because they wanted to include it at the various meetings, both the SADC and the BRICS meetings, and therefore we had the results earlier in the year, and there was an increase in activity due to the work under the change of the SADC chairmanship and the BRICS change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks once again for the presentation. Thank you, Jefferson. On slide 58, in terms of the expenditure, the different programs, with the exception of program 4, actual expenditure is lower than the planned expenditure, whilst also achieving 100% of the goal. Now, usually we ask for more money for the department, so I'm just concerned and curious as to why there was an under expenditure, and will that perhaps be caught up later in the year with the other quarters in terms of expenditure? And then also just, I think it could be a typo, but on page 39, slide 39, it says 41 targeting international partner organizations, but the annual target is 550. That doesn't make sense. Why should it only be 10 for a quarter? Perhaps just for clarity on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's I think a very good performance report, you know, for the first quarter. So I want to compliment the department on that. On slide 22, you're talking about 2,235 PhDs, and then some of, and in the next line, 6,010 students. I just want to know, what's the progress report with regard to the students? You know, is the success rate 100%? Or is there a fail rate? You know, if they fail, do they pay back their bursaries, or do you give them another chance? Another question is, on slide 27, you're talking about your international resources. I want to know, you only mentioned that you got 100 million from the European Union. Were there any other money coming forward from other international countries? United States or Germany or else. And then on the DTT Itasi scholarship, is an engineer. You say that you've sent 6 engineers to Japan. I want to know how many of the 6 were women. And then the IKS bill, we know that we have sent it through Parliament. There were some things being, you know, should be done in terms of that IKS bill by the department. Can I have a progress report with regard to that? And then lastly, I don't want to be negative, but you know, the department is so good, you know, you're trying to find something that's negative. Mm-hmm. My criticism, I think your delegation is too weak. You're living in difficult times, and you have to turn around the scene, and even our department should do that. So, it is a rather big delegation for a presentation like this, so maybe we should just be more careful.
Thank you. Good morning once again.
My first question would basically be, I remember the first time the actual budget was presented, but there was mention made of staff shortages. I just want to find out what has happened in relation to vacancies which were not filled. And then also on international, we saw the EU, you have relations with them. You also have relations with China. I would like to know what type of projects do you have in the pipeline or under this review which you have with China, and how much does that amount to? Because we realize China is starting to become a big investor in South Africa, so I just need to get clarity on that. And then on slide 53, with regard to your R&D tech incentives. Continuously, when you come in, you talk of a backlog. I just want to find out if that backlog has been cleared to date. Because I remember you guys were a bit worried about the backlog the last time. And then interesting, your advanced manufacturing technology strategy proposal, you pulled back a little bit on that. Can you just furnish us with the reasons why you have actually pulled back on that? It's not us on the bigger paper, that question. And then your deviations. I do read that your deviations, one of them was because you had to make payments and because of your actual spend that was over the planned spend. But what the advance payment was that the only deviation you had that it urges you to move away from supply chain management processes, or were there other deviations which also took place besides the advance payment? Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks once again for the questions from honorable members. Just to say, Mr. McQuarrie, that when you brief us on the updated the annual reports, you could also brief us on the where information was not validated, so that be included. And I just agree with the reasons, but just saying that those not achieved, we hope that they be offset by the second and third quarter. And also on slide 27, I think there are some issues. But also, I wanted to the partnership with Hitachi and the Water Research Commission, but especially with Hitachi, that when we were in Japan, we were informed, we were actually very frustrated by not coming on board on the program, especially around the executive union. And it's really frustrating that they've been working over years, and from probably water and sanitation, maybe not your issue, but they if they signed anybody to the project, it's that body who's very low, who cannot make decisions, you know. And it's a good project, you know, we were presented by everything, and the request that they made to us is that if there can be an intervention on this particular one, and I think we also brought it to the attention of the department in our report that we have presented last week. And then on slide, I think it's slide 59 that Dr. Lord raised the issue of the annual target being 550 and quarter one being 10. It does not add up. And but if it's 10 of 550, I'll go to the rest. I think also on slide 47, because the annual target is 9 learning interventions, and for quarter one is 1, and it has been achieved, but 9 is 1. So if it's 1 per quarter, what will happen to that?
Thank you.
the vacancies, I think the issue of vacancies that were raised, just to find out if you now did receive approval of the organogram and so by the Public Service and Administration and Treasury, because I know they put moratorium on quite a number of posts that need to be filled across departments. And also the Treasury, when they allocate, they decide where to cut. And one knows that it's just unfair. And they decide that this time on cutting around infrastructure. And so on their own, they decide that they take from the infrastructure budget and reduce it. And yet the department would have had plans on dealing with that. But lastly is that one appreciates the that it's beginning to show what NDP requires of this department and science and technology and R&D that should be at the center of our economy, of growing our economy. But I think in the last few weeks or months, DST or science and technology has received some prominence. You know, the BRICS summit, even the other time when the president was addressing telecommunication something, but instead of relating to telecommunication, he said no science and put it to science and technology and stuff like that. But also, last week we shared also with Dr. Ofsihadi that the it was impressive at the in Canal when the interest that was shown by the Deputy President and having been to Korea and Japan and where science is there at that level under the watch of the presidency, that probably we are making the correct headways for the recognition of the importance of the Department of Science and Technology. But it should not just be recognized, but they should now start putting resources to it if they've acknowledged. But you can see also that the president is moving in that direction. And the deputy president is also will be chairing the Fourth Industrial Revolution conference and stuff like that. Last. Based on the recent happenings in Gauteng, the fire, are our buildings or where the some of the entities of science and technology are housed, are they compliant to safety and health standards? Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think I'll share the question, the difficult ones with the colleagues. Perhaps maybe to start with Honorable Goranov on the PhD that's suffering, maybe he will respond to that. Similarly, Francois will respond to the other funding sources that we might have. I think Honorable Koranov, the 100 million was something that was targeted for a specific quarter. Honorable Koranov will be aware that we do have a lot of bilateral engagements with quite a number of international organizations, including more philanthropic organizations such as your Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation. So we do contribute. Francois will respond to that. Also, to how many of the people that we sent through were women? Then with regards to the IKS bill, Honorable Koranov, the discussion that were there with the minister was that she will be pursuing this matter with the NCOP. I'm not sure in terms of the nature of the challenges that the payments facing, but she and oncology is also here for this year. But then the other colleagues are based here in the Cape Town, so but we do take the support. And then honorable lordships, I think we do take the point. I think I've tried to explain for sure to move along in terms of other quota performance or make up for the barriers that you have identified. Theo, will you talk to the difference in terms of page 39, the tablet amounts, you said it's 10 and the quota performance is 9. And then honorable King, on staff shortages, we currently are sitting at about 68 vacancies. We've sort of received a reprieve from National Treasury, where they've now agreed that based on the savings from these vacant positions, we can now advertise. But previously, we couldn't advertise anything. So what we've done within the department, we've said to the programs, identify priority vacancies in your program. They've done that. I think the first batch of packets we're out. We've started to conduct interviews in order to fill those vacancies. To a certain extent, it might not be with all the challenges, but at least there's movement on that front. In particular for the critical skills. I think with regards to EU, China, the project, with China and some of these projects with the EU, we don't necessarily just receive funding from these partner countries. We co-invest the DSC in those countries. So it's in the main, we're meeting as equal partners. But Francois can speak more to that. Honorable Maseko, on the buildings, this is quite a difficult one. Because the current building where we are, the DST, there are issues that the Department of Labor has indicated to us with regards to our ventilation system and also some structural deficiencies. The DPW and the Department of Labor are attending to those. We are not near the required more than 80%. Compliance. HSRC made a presentation to us sometimes this week. At least they are compliant. They are above 80%. However, the building where they are housed, because it's an old building, requires, I think they're spending about 40 million just on maintaining that building. There's an interest that's been shown by the Department of Social Development to purchase that building. So they are working with the Department of Public Works to see that they get but I think it's a matter that we need to pursue with all our entities just to do an audit in terms of how they are. The others are fairly new buildings, but I suppose it's quite a difficult I think we do appreciate the support from the committee members in terms of the prominence that we've been receiving with regard to some of these things. On infrastructure, Honorable Maseko, I'll say there is support for some of our initiatives. We've just received a treasury approval for the work that's being done by Chamberlain on targeted treatment of cancer. We wanted to purchase this new equipment, and the treasury has now agreed to give us. So it's on the basis of which ones do you prioritize in terms of infrastructure. I think we do appreciate the fact that there's no money at the moment, but also it calls upon us as the DST to start reprioritizing which ones we want to pursue. So for the upfront, the work that the Chamber lets, which I think the committee has visited previously, has been prioritized by Treasury again, some funding for. And then, of course, Honorable Maseko, when we do come back for the annual report, once these have been validated, then report. I think it's a measure that we maybe a lot of your colleagues tough love that we're giving to our own programs. verify this information before it's sent through to this committee. And then I think there were questions around deviation payments. Andres will deal with that, including advance payments, and then the R&D tax incentive. Montanta will deal with that. I think the background is a valuable thing, but that is clearly better. But you will respond to where there are still challenges, including where we regret in Montanta's manufacturing. I think those are the questions.
Thank you. On the variances from the claim spending, we acknowledge that there's been some slow spending in some programs, except program 4. But the situation has improved. On the July report, the variance was only 5.6%, which is better than report. I think on the deviations, we not deviating from procurement. It's a comparison between the paid expenditure and the actual expenditure. And the payment for such we paid in June instead of July, which was just a month late. Otherwise, then we could have, for June, we could have had a I think on the vacancies, I just need to add on what the DDG has already said. Even though we received some money from Russia during the 2017 year, that was just insufficient to cover all the shortfall and compensation. That's why currently we've only identified about 6 vacancies that we can't fill. And when we met the special colleagues during the MTF process, we indicated that they were looking to reduce the state billing. So encouraging the colleagues who are 55 years and above to consider either retirement, because they've even budgeted for the penalties that need to pay to the pension fund if the colleagues are leaving before they reach the age of 60. There was another comment on the budget cut in relation to infrastructure. I think what happened in the current MTF treasury requested departments to indicate that if they were to effect cuts on budget to where those can be effected, so provided that information to the treasury colleagues. So if during the E&E our budget is cut, it will be on the areas that we've identified as the department. Because sometimes they just give us a ballpark figure, then we need to decide where we effect those cuts. But previously, most of the cuts were effected on the
was how are you going to, if quarter one target is one,
okay.
then it means it's one, probably my assumption is that it's one per quarter. So are you going to achieve the other five?
They're split per quarter. Don't remember the split, but they're split in quarter two, that's where we host the most, and quarter three, and then quarter, the last quarter of the year, because I mean, it's a very short quarter. We normally have one or two, but they are normally split between the two quarters. We will achieve. On the backlog, honorable members, when you compare where we are now and where we were earlier, I mean, there's been a considerable improvement. However, for the year, the issue in terms of the staff, the resignations have affected this process. For example, for the quarter, we had targeted, I think, 45. And of the 45, we were able to finalize 10. 21 were adjudicated, so that's work in progress. And then the other ones have received pre-approval. So when we compare to where we were and now, there's been improvement, but it's not saying that the system is perfect. And then on the advanced manufacturing strategy, I think that with the colleagues, we are, I mean, there's a number of developments that are happening. And this strategy will then be indicated by the discussions around the fourth industrial manufacturing, which is a partnership project, a discussion that is currently unfolding between the DSC and the DGS, the Telecommunications and Postal Services Department. So that's all I can say for now.
Just as a prelude, the department supports about 6% of the enrolled, total enrolled honors students, about 8% of total enrolled master's students, and also 60% of total enrolled doctoral students. Now, in terms of the students who apply for funding at the NRF, the NRF is only able to fund about 4 out of 8 to 10 qualified students. So every 10 excellent in academic standards is only so the issue of excellence in academic standards is very well prioritized in our over a couple of years, we started tracking the efficiency of our university. And it's not 10 students at this stage, but it was 2, you know, the average. So the data that I have that shows that, for example, our funded students have better completion rates. You know, they take a short amount of time to complete every level of master's and PhD compared to the norm. And they complete at younger ages compared to the norm in the system. And also, as well, that they account for greater proportion of graduating students. Let me make an example on the latter. That out of the 16% of PhD students that we fund, when you look at graduating cohorts per year, NRF funded PhD students account for 35% of graduating PhD students. Further, the NRF is putting in place a digital platform for tracking the students that we funded. Now, tracking them well into the world of work and into the academics. We're trying to work with that so that we're able to track them the same way that NSFAS is able to track, you know, the students, and in the long term assess, you know, the economic impact of our medical development.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Let me start with the target for spending for quarter one and the overall target 550. This is on two levels. I need to explain two aspects. The one is we're dependent on the reporting from our international partners, the number of institutions on their side. Now with normal bilateral engagements that is fairly easy because it's much more a joint negotiated collaboration. under the EU, which is our biggest international partner, they are in control of the call. But their calls are also much more complicated, and often there's up to 16 or 20 partners in their organizations. They are in the project. They only report to us in the last quarter. They report in December, so we receive it in January, and therefore we can only have the evidence of the number of partners in that quarter. So during the year we can, under bilateral calls, include that number because we're much more involved in the finalizing of the partners, but we are dependent on the EU reporting to include that, hence the biggest number of, although we have a fairly good sense of how big the call is, the actual details are only available to us in January, and therefore the reporting is skewed, although the work happens throughout the year. The budget support is a specific instrument under the EU where they allocate for specific things like the green economy a tranche of funding that we can utilize, that we can allocate the projects under. The normal funding with all our partners is based on calls, based on cooperation, either bilateral or calls by the EU. So we have a whole lot of other funding streams, so to speak. So the 100 million reported under the budget support is a specific instrument under the EU, and therefore it's separate. We, as Mr. McCauley said, basically all our funding is co-investment, and we have a budget of about 240 million co-invest, and we achieve a leverage of hopefully four times. That's what we strive for. With some of our African partners, we obviously can't achieve that. So we have a far bigger revenue stream, and our first target says outside Africa, we target for the 280 million to be reaching to the country, which is the other revenue than this 100 million under the budget support. If I can quickly talk about Hitachi, currently, of the six who were female, all of them were black Africans. The consortium agreed that the numbers are not satisfactory, but it's also based on a call that is put out, so the relevant engineers must respond. But we are taking actions to improve that number. So there are initiatives to do that. We are fully aware that this relationship is currently strained, or they are frustrated. We had, for example, a meeting yesterday to plan the way forward, including expanding into other areas. Part of the frustration was that all the SMS members in that line function resigned. So hence they were not necessarily always the right level of people to engage. We are trying to address that. So we are aware of that. In terms of the projects with China, all the bilateral relationships often go in cycles when there's a call and there's engagement and money pledge for a 3-year period. at the beginning there's more projects because some of the projects are not for 3 years and things like that. Normally they go in cycles of 3 years. At the moment there are two projects of 350,000 from our side for a 3 year period. But the intention also was to meet with the Chinese now with the, our recent state visit to China, but the Chinese cancelled most of the meetings and therefore we didn't make progress, but it is a priority. And we, for example, this week already have follow-up meetings to plan the next phase. So those projects will increase, but at the moment they are two, totaling 700,000 per year for 3 years. I think that was the question that I can have. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
They take people who are already in the work stream instead of probably focusing on taking graduates, give them the skills so that then they can be marketable. But it's contained in the report. Thank you very much. Thank you for your participation. Thank you very much, Mr. Kumar, and your team for coming and also presenting and responding to the questions that we have, and we will await the report's progress. We noted that this was the preliminary report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yes, the other. Okay. All right.